Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Plugged Into. My name's Kimmy Dixon, and I'm the founder of Hypertribe. And in this show, what we try to do is try and get you into full-time as a musician with lots of tips, tools, interviews. But right now, we're on the Insider series. So we will be talking today a little bit about some insight and knowledge that we are learning over here at Hypertribe, working with our members and also our mentors and also industry folks. So we are bringing you live updates of what's happening in the music industry and how it's affecting artists that are developing. So this episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about TikTok. We're going to be talking a little bit about videos, but all in all, it's a really, really important subject for the music industry right now and any musician that is looking to go full time. One of the biggest aspects of what we've been doing over here at Hypertribe is actually mapping out that journey, those kind of key milestones from musicians. And one of the biggest ones that we've come across is building a brand, creating a brand. And one of the biggest challenges that every single artist faces, no matter what size you are, is really creating a solid fan base and also being able to grow it. So one of those things does relate back to brands, but what kind of tools can you really use? And we're not just talking about platforms, we're actually talking about the specific content that would go into that. One of the biggest things that's been happening as a music trend is that labels have been pushing a lot of their content creation around their artists on TikTok rather than Instagram. We're talking about consuming content at an unbelievable rate that probably hasn't been done before. So that's one of the biggest things that I really want to drill into anybody out there who is a musician, is that TikTok is one of those things that just keeps going. We've got a constant stream of content. And it's one of the things that over at Instagram has now had more of an impact on things like Reels. That is Instagram's answer to TikTok. And over at YouTube, they've started to create the $100 million fund. Creators Fund, which is a similar program to something like TikTok's Creator Fund, but it's only for YouTube Shorts. And YouTube Shorts are exactly the same as TikTok videos. It's just that it's on YouTube. So what does this really mean for a musician? It obviously means that in terms of engagement, you really need to be there. And in terms of awareness and building that brand and finding that fan base, the reason why that's important is because the more people that see everything that you're doing, the more likely they are to engage, the more likely they are to buy, the more likely they are to follow you. It's really, really important that you are across all three platforms using the same content. That is the best way to really hack this for yourself if you don't have time as a musician right now. And it's something that we're rolling out as part of our social media services over at Hypertribe to help musicians really get on their feet, is to make sure that you are utilizing as much content as possible and putting it out on different platforms, and you can rehash and start using these pieces of content over and over again. If you are creating TikTok videos and you are engaging in the platform, say 10 minutes a day, then you will want to just repost from Instagram to YouTube and keep going. Reusing content is something that as a creator you really need to start thinking about as well if you are doing this all independently. Obviously our social platforms with our artists, we take a look and see what the best content is, what's doing really well, and being able to analyze that. And you can get involved in that too if you really want. If you don't want to really do it yourself, head over to Hypertribe and we will help you out as a member. Just sign up and you can have a conversation with us about that. Now, the other thing is that we really want to take a look and see how, in terms of engagement and metrics, everything is on TikTok versus things like Facebook or Instagram or YouTube. And although there is a huge, huge amount of music on YouTube, I have to say, TikTok is directly influencing the charts right now like no other social platform has done. I've just written an article on TikTok and why it's so important to be a musician in TikTok, so you can check that out on the Hypertribe blog. But there are some really kind of key statistics that are really sticking out, which is that the biggest music market is obviously the US, and there is about a third of the US already on TikTok. That age bracket that is most dominant on things like TikTok and also engaging in things like Reels or short video 15-second clips is 16 to 25 years old. or it can even go a little bit wider than that if you need to, but the majority is within that age bracket, and those people are fanatics. They are most likely to be fanatics and they stream the most amount of music. So as you can see, like, I hope that this is a really compelling case for you as a musician, that you are really getting involved in developing video content, 5, 15, whatever seconds, that really needs to be short and snappy. Take a look at some of the things that you're doing around your music, perhaps. Perhaps you're putting out a new release. It's one of the things that we're doing with our members over at Hypertribe, which is to take a look and see what assets we can really create to help them with promotion and awareness of their song. It can be that you hop on viral trends and you actually make it your own. But if you aren't so keen on video content, then perhaps there's a way in which you can actually start utilizing some of your songs or maybe some of your performances that you've already done and just cut them up into little snippets. Whatever it is, make sure that you start to use the video content to help that viral trend, and also on top of that, help you grow as a musician. I hope that's been helpful. If you do find it helpful, help us out and just repost this or say something about this on social media and give us a tag at @hyper_tribe. It really does mean a lot to all of us over here at Hyper Tribe that we can showcase everything that we're doing. But we definitely need the support. So until next week, take care and stay safe.